Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome into the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Many of you probably just finished yawning if you stayed up all night to watch Game 3 of the Major League Baseball World Series. Coming into this series, I wanted the Los Angeles Dodgers to win the World Series. And I want the Toronto Blue Jays to lose it even more now. Even more now. Shohei Ohtani is arguably the greatest baseball player that we have ever seen. And the manager of the Toronto Blue Jays is trying to help his team win a World Series championship. I get that, John Schneider. But is willing to ruin the game of baseball to accomplish that. And I don't like that. I think that Major League Baseball needs to change something in the offseason. I wish they could change it now, but you can't change it now. So the Dodgers win in extra innings, 18 to be exact. But the issue that I have with the manager of the Blue Jays is that, look, Shohei Ohtani is just remarkable. Doubles, home runs. He pitches. He's supposed to pitch tonight. He was on base a record 9 times last night. Intentionally walked in 4 consecutive plate appearances. I'm sorry. Baseball has a problem. Baseball has a problem when the best player on the planet is intentionally walked time after time after time in extra innings. And this is the issue that I have with the manager, John Schneider, is that he's not looking as though this is a one-off. He's like, this is what we are going to do. And he said as much last night postgame.
You know, he had a great game. He's a great player. But I think, you know, after that, you just kind of take the bat out of his hands.
And not to give away secrets, but this is pretty much what we should expect going forward.
Yeah.
That's unacceptable. 651-461-9226. Is there anybody that's a fan of Major League Baseball that says, yeah, I'm down with that? Because I'm not down with that. I think that that hurts the game. And I'm not, and we know that Ohtani is not the first that has ever been intentionally walked multiple times. We get that. what was it, years ago? Barry Bonds, right? But this is the issue that I have. Ohtani getting intentionally walked four consecutive times? Doesn't that seem a little bit outrageous? And look, I know the manager here comeback is, I don't want him to beat me. I look at that and I say that after the end of this postseason run, that we should implement a rule, okay? Because we're all about improving the game, right? We change rules all the time in all the various different sports. I believe that when we talk about Major League Baseball, specifically postseason games, that after this season, they should implement a rule in which whoever the batter is, Ohtani, Mookie Betts, Vlad, Guerrero Jr., that you can only intentionally walk them in a given game twice. That's it. What Snyder is trying to do is ruin the game of baseball. No, I'm dead serious. He's ruining the game of baseball.
Oh, my God. Okay.
He's trying to win, but to me, it hurts the game.
All right. Well, when you're done with your pearl clutching, let's just look at what John Schneider is trying to do. He's trying to win the game.
Yeah,
So what do? You don't pitch to their best player. And you know what? Last night, it wasn't Ohtani that hit the walk-off home run. It was Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, funny.
How did it work out for him?
So you tell me, Mr. Wise Guy, you tell me how it worked out for Mr. Snyder. Oh, I intentionally walked all these guys,
yeah.
And then Freddie Freeman kicked your ass.
Freddie Freeman did kick your ass,
right.
But you know what? It wasn't Ohtani.
So that makes him feel better?
Here's the deal. If you're trying to win a game and you are in the World Series and you are in a situation where Shohei Ohtani can beat you, then you don't give him that opportunity. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. If there's five times in a game, you walk him five times in a game. If there's a situation where the Dodgers are up by five or six, or the Dodgers, like game one, you're down big early, you'll probably pitch to Shohei Ohtani then because he's not going to hurt you.
All right, 651-461-9226. I'd love for people to weigh in on this because the point that I'm making is I get that he's trying to win the game. Herm Edwards with the New York Jets. What I am saying is this does not help baseball. This is whack. What he did was to try to win the game, and he still lost the game. And by the way, Mookie Betts is somebody that can kill you too. I just don't think this is good for baseball.
It's fine for baseball. This is not taking the fabric of the greatest game in the world and crumpling it up and throwing it. There are more people that are upset with the runner at second base in extra innings.
Thank you. You're about to prove my next point.
Thank you for
leaping there, because we are going to sit here and act as though that we look at this from an intentionally walking people standpoint, but we're not going to acknowledge that during the regular season we put damn runners on second base? That's, to me, even more egregious.
No, there's nothing egregious about not letting the best player in the world be the one that is going to beat you. You can make the case that...
You think this is good for baseball?
It's fine for baseball.
No, I said, do you think that this is good for baseball? That's the question. I didn't say fine.
It can be good for baseball because Shohei Ohtani is on base. Shohei Ohtani has the ability. Last night he got thrown out on a perfect throw by Alejandro Kirk. But guess what? Shohei Ohtani is not going to be first base and just sitting there waiting for something to happen. Shohei Ohtani is a gazelle. Shohei Ohtani is a damn unicorn. Shohei Ohtani can do so many different things. But if it's coming and it's the bottom of the ninth inning and you are tied and you've got nobody out, one out, whatever, you're going to walk Shohei Ohtani and get to Freddie Freeman, get to Mookie Betts, you know, Teoscar Hernandez, these other guys in the lineup, then let that happen. If he doesn't want Shohei Ohtani to beat him, then you know what? If Shohei Ohtani beats him by stealing a base or taking the extra bag or doing something on the bases, He still beat you, but he didn't beat you by swinging the bat.
Man up and pitch to the guy. Man up and pitch to the guy.
I mean, you're like Marge Simpson.
You got
those pearls over there like Marge Simpson, and you're clutching those pearls. You're clutching those pearls. Let it go, okay? This is like Frozen, right? Let it go. Let it go.
Let's go to Jeff in Sauk Rapids. Jeff, you weigh in on this.
Henry, here we go again. This time I'm a little better prepared.
But does that mean you're sober?
No tequila yet.
All right. So whose side? I'm assuming you're on Chris's side here.
You're absolutely right.
Okay.
Number one, let's talk about, and we're going to step back to the last conversation. You call Shohei Ohtani the best baseball player on the planet. No.
Wait, who's the many good ones? No. There's not. Name me one better player right now in baseball than Shohei Ohtani.
Jackson Chourio.
I can't do that. I can't do that because my memory capacity.
I said right now. I said arguably the greatest we've ever seen. I didn't say he definitively is the greatest. I said arguably. You can make the argument. Who's the best player in the game right now? There isn't one.
Last time you said he was the best one ever.
You can make that argument.
Yeah, I've had three ex-wives. I know how to argue.
I love it.
Anyway. Let's talk about the walks. You know, it makes sense to walk. It's part of a strategy. Now, if you people wanted to expedite this game, and, you know, they give you the flash, and okay, it's considered four balls, put him on. No, you want to go back to the old way and waste a little time? Fine. There's all kinds of guys that know how to throw a little slow curves or knucklers or something that just miss the plate, and they're going to walk him anyhow. Why would you exclude the pitching ability?
Hold on. This is one more rule. But, Jeff, this is the issue that I have. If this was a one-off and just about in the moment that one game, I would have no issue with it. But this is moving forward. You heard it from the manager that this is going to be their strategy, and I just don't like that. Like in Game Two, the Dodgers ended up winning. The Blue Jays ended up winning the game. When you look at it, like did he hurt you then? He's capable of hurting you, but so is Freddie Freeman, so is Mookie Betts. I just think that when we talk about the game, I don't think that this helps the game at all.
I disagree because there's plenty of rules. We don't need another rule to chew on. And if you don't like the walking, instead of me as a pitcher, or, you know, flashing the signal that, okay, there's four pitches, walk him to save time. No, I'm going to throw you four crap balls and put you on base anyway. Good. Nobody said I had to be really good at this.
All right, thanks for the phone call. And by the way, real quick, hold up. I misspoke. The Dodgers ended up winning game two. It was the first game that Toronto ended up
winning. Toronto ended up. But
Ohtani was 1-for-4 in that game.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe next time John Schneider should walk, he should walk Ohtani. He should walk Freeman. He should walk Betts. Walk the bases loaded.
You know what I'm going to do?
Walk it out.
You know what I'm going to do?
Yeah, clutch those pearls is what you're going
to
do.
And we'll get to your text.
Were you this upset with Barry Bonds?
What?
Man.
Well, I wasn't rooting for any of the teams when Barry Bonds. I did feel it was something that they should not have done. I didn't think that it was right for them to do that with Barry Bonds either. No, I'm dead serious. I've never really liked Barry Bonds, but that had nothing to do with it. I felt like it was wrong to walk him all the time, too. I just don't like
him. Well, and I can understand that because he was chasing history in terms of a home run record. I mean, this is a World Series, which you want to win a World Championship, and the Dodgers won one last year. So we've seen what happens when you pitch to Shohei Ohtani. So they say, not great, Bob.
So you know what I'm going to do? And we'll get to text here in a second, 651-461-9226. When I win this $20 off of producer Christopher Tubbs.
Well, I'm filing a grievance because George Springer isn't playing tonight.
There is no grievance.
There's a grievance.
Injuries are part of the game. What I'm going to make sure that I take that $20 mm-hmm. and do is I'm going to apply it to the next pair of shoes that I buy because of the walks. 651-461-9226. Your phone calls and texts, they're next. All right, the text line is fired up.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So is Chris and I. From the 507, intentional walks are very much a part of baseball. Even if there was a rule against it, teams would definitely absolutely still walk him or find a way not to pitch to him.
Yeah, see, it's the unintentional intentional walk.
Can I finish the text, please? I do not blame manager or a pitcher, it's definitely talk to Tex, for not wanting to pitch to him, especially in the World Series with how on fire he is. From the 952, I could not disagree more, Henry. Otani having a perfect OBP is not necessarily an advantage for the opposition. It is a gamble either way. Another from the 507, Henry. It's easy to intentionally walk player without making it look intentional. That is true. From the 763, intentional walks are not hurting the game of baseball. It's been a rule ever since it's a team sport. If the team can't get him to score, then they don't deserve to win. That's the best text yet. This one, the 651. So if they pitched very carefully to him and walked him each time, would you be okay with that? Which I responded back. Isn't there a difference between carefully pitching to someone as opposed to intentionally walking them? Like, there's absolutely a difference. For the 651, I'm with you on the intentional walks, Henry. Joe in Maple Grove. Chris, please tell Henry it's baseball. Hey, is Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame yet? The Black Sox. Baseball will survive. Take care. You too. I appreciate that text. From the 612, I totally agree with Tubbs. It's all about winning the game without cheating. Made the best team win. They lost. Chris, you are correct. Don't tap dance in a minefield. Walk the guy. This from the 320. I missed it, but whatever Tubbs bet $20 on, I will match it. Texter, do you want to send me who you, what your name is and your address, because we can go higher than 20. If you want to take up the bet that Chris had, down 2-1 in the series, I'll gladly, we can raise it. We can do much more than 20.
No, we
can do a lot more than 20.
See,
with
now
you,
we
hold on, hold on. With you down 2-1, no, I'm talking to the, I'm not
oh,
talking
okay,
to you.
Okay.
I'm talking to the texter here. If they want to bet the Toronto Blue Jays to win this series, down 2-1, we can up the ante. That'd be stealing your money, though. Anyway, you wanted to respond?
I'm just going to say, we're not Republicans. We're not redistricting and changing the rules in the middle
See,
of the
See, now why
event.
Are you taking cheap shots?
What? We're not going to redistrict this. We're not going to relitigate the bet. I tell you what, though, last night, an opportunity missed. That was, I'm telling Dan Cook, and, you know, he was well before we went on, last night was one of the best baseball games that I can remember seeing. And we have had two classics in this baseball postseason. We had that great one between the Mariners and the Tigers in the DS that went, extras. And then last night, man, you
How about the Mariners and the Blue Jays? They had some great games, too. That was a great series.
They did. Last night, the play, I mean, people are talking about the Tommy Edman, the ball that was off of Freeman's glove, that Tommy Edman, short right field, then threw out, I think it was Feiner Kalefa, doesn't matter. He was thrown out. But we forget that Vladimir Guerrero also did that, threw out a runner at third base earlier. Like, outfield assists, I mean, baseball is... This has been a very redeeming postseason for Major League Baseball. I feel like even casual fans, you can get into this and you can really enjoy just the drama of it. But I'm kind of disappointed I didn't stay up for the 18th. I had to tap out at the 15th. Like
I didn't intentionally just check out. I dozed off. I just got to be honest, man. After a while, It became, instead of me watching the television, it became the television's watching me, and all of a sudden I'm asleep. That's just how it went so late, man.
Yeah. What did they say? It was like a six-hour game or something?
I think it was 6 hours and 39 minutes.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I mean, kudos to Joe Davis for keeping the energy through everything. I mean, it was... I'm not going to say, everybody always says instant classic. I'm not going to say instant classic because I feel like that's kind of like the term GOAT. It's incredibly overrated. It's used way too much and then it becomes saturated. But it was absolutely awesome. And last night, Shohei Ohtani on base, like every single time, remarkable. And I think, Henry, the more that Shohei Ohtani is on base, walked, whatever. Like I feel like the legend of Shohei Ohtani can grow even more. It can, because the guy is, some people have five tools. He's got like eight tools. I mean, he's doing things that a man his size should not be able to do. Like, he got a great jump last night, should have been able to steal second base. He had it stolen until he actually lost his balance, was off the bag, and your shortstop held the tag.
Let's do a quick exercise. How many Hall of Famers are playing in this series right now? So Shohei?
Yes.
Mookie?
I don't know.
Mookie Betts is not a Hall of Famer?
I don't know.
Oh, I stop it.
Clayton Kershaw.
Clayton Kershaw, Matt Scherzer.
Yeah.
Is there any more? I think that's probably it. No, Freddie Freeman.
I was debating on Freddie Freeman.
Oh, but there's no. I don't. Do you think there's a debate about Freddie Freeman?
Yeah, I think Freddie Freeman is.
You think there's a debate? He's a slam dunk Hall of Famer.
Really?
Slam.
See, I'm not gonna say slam dunk. Ohtani
slam
and,
dunk.
Ohtani
Joe
and
Mauer
Kershaw
just made the Hall of Fame.
Ohtani and Kershaw are the two slam dunks.
Freddie Freeman's he won an MVP.
Well, you can win an MVP.
And how many rings
he
won?
And have a nice career. Was that two, three?
Yeah, he's got two already.
Two? Okay.
Seriously, Freddie Freeman? We're questioning Freddie Freeman?
I mean, I think you have to look at everything, you know, in its totality. But I think when you, at the end of the day, the entire picture, he'll be a good player. But
No. Freddie Freeman's a great player. But he's not a good player in Major League Baseball. He's a great player.
See, I don't.
Oh, text line, please weigh in on that one, too. I think Freddie Freeman's a slam dunk as a Hall of Famer. They even brought it up as much on, I can't remember which analyst. I don't even think it's a conversation.
Okay.
I think it's a slam dunk.
I don't think it's that much of a slam dunk.
Mm, all right.
I think we got two slam dunks. And again, the other two, Scherzer, Mookie, Freddie Freeman, I don't know. I could make the case for Scherzer if he didn't miss
Scherzer?
So much time.
Wait. You think Scherzer's a question mark?
No, I'm not saying he's a question mark. I think that the case would have been a lot stronger if he hadn't missed that time.
Matt Scherzer, there's nothing about missed time. Matt Scherzer was a slam dunk Hall of Famer. I don't know what you're talking about with missed time. Max Scherzer? He's a slam dunk. What are you talking about missed time? Are you pondering whether Max Scherzer's a Hall of Famer?
No.
So what are you talking about missed time then?
No, the injured when he's, you know, because
that
he's,
doesn't matter. Clayton Kershaw's missed time.
Not to the extent that Max Scherzer did.
What are we talking
about? But I'm saying Max Scherzer's a Hall of Famer.
Then don't bring up missed time then, because he's a slam dunk Hall of Famer. 651-461-9226. Coming up next, we'll take a look at the local weather. And folks are asking, what is wrong with President Donald Trump's health? And I have one thing to tell you, and we do that next. All right, we'll get back to baseball here in a few moments.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To finish off the hour, couple of texts to get to, and somebody called in off the air, wanted to make a comment. But folks, they're asking what is wrong with President Donald Trump's health. There's a lot of speculation. There's been speculation for months. And it's ongoing. And I just have one thing to tell you. With regards to his health and now his MRI from Walter Reed, this is the only thing that I'll tell you is we won't ever really know. Like, we can sit here, I can ponder what's wrong, You can question what's wrong. We can all like have that curiosity. It's actually a waste of time. It is. And the reason why I say this is because, like, I've seen on social media, we have these people that are doctors, and they're talking about, well, this is what we believe is going on with Donald Trump, and that he had a stroke, and all this. You look at the way that he walks, and how, like, okay, you may be right. You might be totally off. I don't know. You haven't seen his records. So we're kind of guessing at this point. But my point is that when you look at all of this, it's kind of silly for us to question it because we will not get any transparency. Donald Trump will never, ever tell the truth. Well, he doesn't tell the truth about anything right now. He's definitely not going to tell you the truth about his health. He's just not.
I love how you said right now.
So he's, well, because people are asking the question. You're just not going to get it. So at this particular point, yeah, we can have the speculation about what's going on with his hand. We can have the speculation about what's going on with this, what's going on with that. He's never going to let people know. And I believe that if Donald Trump was on his deathbed, he probably would just say, I'm fine, and then we wake up one morning and they'll say, unfortunately, the president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, he has passed away at the age of whatever. I just don't, there's no transparency that we get this from this administration about anything. And, like, he reveals that he has a checkup, he's perfectly fine, you couldn't have asked for a better healthcare checkup. And then you have to go do an MRI, like, months later. Oh, it came out. Like, everything is perfect. Like, if you let him tell it, he is in the condition of a 25-year-old that is in tip-top shape, which we know that isn't true. But this is Trump on Air Force One talking about the perfect MRI.
Questions. Read up Walter Reed mentioned advanced medical imaging. Did you get an MRI? Can you tell us what
I
that
did.
Was?
I got an MRI. It was perfect. Yeah. I gave you the full results. We had an MRI, and the machine, the whole thing,
yeah.
And it was perfect. Yeah.
Can you say what in particular they were looking for?
You could ask the doctors. In fact, we have doctors traveling with us, but I think they gave you a very conclusive. Nobody has ever given you reports like I gave you. And if I didn't think it was going to be good, either I would let you know negatively. I wouldn't run. I'd do something. But the doctor said some of the best reports for the age, some of the best reports they've ever seen.
Some of the best that they have ever seen. This guy is beyond a liar. We still haven't got the report about his ear.
Oh, you mean the one that grew back?
We never got a report about that.
I mean, it's like certain animals can just like grow back limbs.
So,
you didn't know that?
So when he's talking, I don't care if it's Air Force One, I don't care if it's the Minneapolis Convention Center, the topic of health and Donald Trump, he's not transparent about a lot of different things. He's definitely not going to be transparent about his health.
I mean, when is the last time you've had a routine physical and had an MRI? Like, I've never had an MRI.
You talking about months later?
Been in conjunction when you're just having a checkup, right? And the best, I mean, you could have written the response before the appointment ever took place, right? The perfect MRI. Nobody's ever seen an MRI like it. It's the most beautiful report that has ever been written by any physician. I am an 18-year-old, I have an 18-year-old heart. I'm in perfect health. I'm 6'3", 217. I'm 2% body fat. It is ridiculous how we know exactly where this is. And, yeah, you're talking about transparency. You're right. We're never going to get transparency. So I think people need to, I don't know how you rephrase that question, but you're not going to get the truth from him. And I mean, we have to accept that whatever is said is not going to be factually accurate.
Listen.
And we can't We can't disprove that. That's the thing. We can't disprove it.
When I read this one thing, this tells you that a person's not in excellent health, okay? According to this report from the USA Today network, Trump went to Walter Reed for a physical on April the 11th. The president was found to be in excellent health, and his high cholesterol was well controlled. If you have high cholesterol, what does that say? Like, I'm not sitting here saying that you're on your deathbed or that you're not in good shape or you're not feeling good physically with high cholesterol, because people have high cholesterol. They have high blood pressure. We have a lot of different things.
I have high blood pressure and high cholesterol now.
But don't sell me you're perfect. Like, everything, like, as you get older, your health is going to decline. And let's be clear about this. The reason why I'm bringing this up, too, isn't just because Donald Trump is not transparent and he's a liar. Is we hit, and I'll raise my hand, and I said it, too, at the time, Joe Biden, for not being fully transparent about his health. We know that Joe Biden was having some health issues in his final year of the presidency. Do I think that he was fully competent to be on the job? Absolutely. Was I willing to vote him in again based on what we thought was happening? Because we didn't know what was happening there.
Sure,
but
we did.
But if you're going to hammer Biden, how are you not hammering Trump? Like, you come across as a hypocrite. I looked at Joe Biden. I'm like, he up there. Like,
yeah, you knew, like, there were issues with,
yes,
Biden. You knew that anybody who was looking at it.
It was fair to call it out.
Absolutely. And those that didn't call it out didn't want to call it out because they didn't want to be seen as going against what the party wanted.
Agreed.
Sometimes you have to break rank and kind of, what do they say, call it as you see it. Sometimes you look at it and what you say isn't popular. But just because it's not popular doesn't mean it's not the right thing to say. Joe Biden had issues cognitively. We know that. We could see it. Okay? Anybody that was looking at it could say, something's wrong here. We could do the same thing with Donald Trump. Something's not right here. And we know it. We can see it. We can't live with our head in the sand.
But like you said,
if you're going to criticize one, got to criticize them both.
And that's the thing. And I think that that's the thing. I think that, like, people can look and they can say to the Democratic Party, look, we didn't really buy into the Joe Biden is 100% healthy. Like, if you want to say that he's healthy enough to function on a day-to-day and do the job, that's one thing. But you can't sell us that Joe Biden was, like, perfectly fine. If you want to say that, too, you have to look at the Republican Party, too, and say, look, what's going on here? He's telling us these things, but he has a track record of not being honest.
But and here is a difference between the two. Donald Trump is saying that he is perfectly fine, that there's nothing wrong with him whatsoever. Nothing is wrong cognitively. Nothing is wrong physically. Dude, you're 80 years old. There's something wrong with us.
Well, it was the same thing with Biden, though.
Yeah, but Joe Biden never came out and said, I'm in perfect health. Donald Trump is coming out and saying, I am in perfect health. There is nothing wrong with me, which is not true. Joe Biden never came out and said that. Other people outside the circle said that.
I think that there were some insinuations, though, from the Democrats, but that Joe Biden was in the clear.
But that's the outside. But I'm talking about Joe Biden himself did not come out and say, I'm in perfect health.
But even on the inside, though, I think that those insinuations, that's not good. That's not good for everyday Americans if you're trying to frame it that all is right in the world. 651-461-9226. Final segment of the opening hour next. All right, welcome back to the Leg Show. Let's take a phone call here from Dan in Hopkins. He wants to weigh in about the, is he in health, bad health, or good health? What is the situation here? What's up, Dan?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Could you guys articulate to me what you know about Donald Trump's poor health? You said he's not in good health and he's lying about it. Can you express what you know about it?
No. What I said was is that we will not be getting information about the transparency of how good or poorly his health is, because we never get transparency. That was what we said. I didn't say that he is in the poorest of health or that he's in the greatest of health. We will not. People can stop asking about it. We can stop doing actual news articles on it, because we're not going to get transparency from them. This comes up as you're asking about, how do we know that he's in poor health? We keep getting updates from doctors about his health. I don't understand
what
that.
Doctors?
I don't understand. The doctor's close to him.
Uh-huh.
He went and had a physical in April, which we all should go get physicals. We all should get checked out. And then he ends back up at Walter Reed on October the 10th. We keep getting reports like this is in the news. I'm not sure if you've seen any of that.
Okay, and then you said he's a liar. Could you articulate what?
Yeah, he's a liar. He's a liar. He said that he said one.
Just tell me one lie that he did. Yeah,
that tariffs are not paid by the American people.
The tariffs are not being well. I mean, so you know.
No. Dan. We're not going to do this. We're not going to go back and forth. Are tariffs paid by the American consumer? Or no? Thanks for the phone call from Dan and Hopkins. Thanks for the phone call from Dan and Hopkins. Dan is in the cult. Thank you. We know for a fact that that is a lie. We know it's a lie. That those are not, like, I'm not into giving people time to come on this show. And first off, I don't think that it's debatable that Donald Trump tells lies. When Daniel Hale, his purpose for the most part on CNN
is to fact check.
Is to fact check all politicians, and in speeches and stuff he's going through and he's talking about all the, like, Dan, I'm sorry, bro. No one listening to you, Dan P, can take you seriously.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah, there are so many things that have been untrue. And I mean, the latest was, you know, whether or not you care about the ballroom, it means nothing to me because I'm going to get nothing out of it. The American people are going to get nothing out of it. But to say that the East Wing wasn't going
to
be touched.
To say that the groceries are at, like, these lows in the country, when we know unequivocally that grocery prices have risen. Like, come on, Dan P.
Yeah, ending the war.
Dan
between
P. and Hopkins, come on, man.
Ending the war between Ukraine and Russia,
Dan,
in one day.
Don't do that to yourself.
I mean, there are a lot of things that have been said by Donald Trump that are factually incorrect. And I think it's okay to acknowledge this.
Like, come on.
There are a lot of things that Donald Trump has said that are untrue.
Dan P, come on, man. You can do better than that.
I think he might have been trolling you a little bit, though.
No, Dan, unfortunately, is drinking the Kool-Aid.
No, I think he said one lie. I think that was a troll. I think that was a troll to get your goat.
No,
I think it was. I don't think it was. I don't think that.
Is that what we do in the Hopkins now? Come on.
I don't know what they do. I don't live in Hopkins. I mean, I go through Hopkins. I know people in Hopkins. But
shout out to Hopkins.
I don't know what's hey. You know, great basketball in Hopkins. Great basketball in Hopkins. Absolutely. Somebody from the text line, those aren't lies. They're untruths.
Henry never met Jeffrey Epstein, right?
No, it's AI, dude. AI, like you said last night, AI is so hard to replicate, to find out what is true and what's not. Dude, those are AIs. You are falling for the liberal AI. They gotcha.
A lot of people are saying.
They gotcha.
From the 612, from a little bit earlier, Freddie Freeman, slam dunk. If you think no on Freeman, then you don't know. Christina from Ostego is going at you, bro.
Okay, that's fine, Christina.
She's going at you.
Yeah, Christina can come at me. That's cool.
651, Freddie Freeman is a 9-time All-Star, 8-time top 10 MVP finisher, MVP winner, Gold Glove winner, and multi-time World Series winner, slam dunk Hall of Famer.
Okay, I'm saying, here's the thing. When it comes to Hall of Fame,
he's a slam dunk.
Slam dunk. How many slam dunk Hall of Famers get in? And
What do you mean?
They don't have to. There are slam dunks, and then there are likely doc. I'm not calling anybody outside of Otani. Hell, I won't even call Clayton Kershaw a slam dunk because there are no slam dunks.
Clayton Kershaw is a slam dunk hall of. Oh, my. What are we doing here? Literally, what are we doing here? You just said on the radio to thousands of people that Clayton Kershaw is not a slam. Clayton Kershaw is a first ballot Hall of Famer. You need to take that back. You need to take that back right
you
now.
You love your Dodgers, man. You are just like Mr. Dodger Blue. Man, are you more loyal to the Jayhawks or are you more loyal to the Dodgers? Man, you are in the wrong market, man. You got to be sitting down next to Jason Bateman. You know, you got to be sitting down next to Magic Johnson, sitting in those really cool blue seats. You know, I mean, man, you got to let them know, man. I am Dodger Blue through and through. Man, hey, man, that's all right. Should have worn my Dodger Stadium shirt today.
My goodness, man, you just mad because you about to owe me $20.
Dude, I can't afford $20.
And I'm not, you know what, that was Jeff in Sauk Rapids that wants to triple.
Jeff's going to triple up.
No, I'm not going to do. I'm not going to take Jeff's money like that.
What? You're not going to take his money?
I ain't going to do that.
I mean, that's tequila money for Jeff.
He says he wants me to send him a check and all that. Jeff, I can't do that to you, bro.
Yeah. See, look at you being nice.
I don't want
to
take advantage of Jeff in that
way. Look at you being nice to Jeff. Good for you.
I like Jeff. He's a good dude. All right, coming up next. There is no need to overcomplicate Halloween. It's not that hard to figure out. We want to talk about Halloween etiquette, and we'll do that next.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.